everyone. We are back with the next episode of V Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Awoo! Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing
good. To see you back on the show, as always.
Oh, yeah, of course. Having a great day.
All right. Next up, we have Orion.
Hey.
Good to have
it's
you back
me,
again.
Orion.
Mm-hmm.
Back again.
And last on the panel, we have Noble.
Knowing what's coming today, I can only laugh.
You know, if I actually, you know, if it makes sense, should I actually, after I say your name, should I just put a laugh track instead of you?
I'm actually thinking about making one myself.
That'd actually be better.
Well, nah, and then you can literally we can simulate that Noble's secretly hearing the podcast.
Oh yeah, the studio.
It has
audio
to be one of those slow build up evil laughs.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what are the voices in your head telling you?
Right now, nothing.
Oh, right now, okay.
Oh, I don't know. Like maybe you know it's going to be one crazy hell of a week again. Oh yeah. All right. First off, let's just say hi to the people who are Crypto Creature. Hey, Jolt, the Australian. Yeah, damn right I am. So is Noble. So correct on that one. Crazy Crux Productions. What's up? What's up? How you
hey,
feeling?
What's up?
And yeah. So, Avira, I believe you have something to preface about this a really significant event that's just happened in the past.
Ah, yes.
Just in the past 24 hours.
Indeed. This just in, guys. Breaking news. For those of you who have not heard, the Prince of England, Prince Philip, who's the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, he just passed away earlier today at the age of 99. And he was pretty much beloved by, I mean, a lot of people. Now, this is really... Well, I'll get into that in a second. But the three of you, like, technically... She's your queen, right? That's pretty crazy. I mean, Australia to England,
United Kingdom, Canada, and the Commonwealth nations, eh?
Yeah, exactly. So some of the things that Prince Philip did in his life, well, he served in the army in the beginning. That's how he met Elizabeth back when she was 13. I think he was 17. 7 years later, they got married. So that's cool. She became queen, I believe, a year afterwards. And he's served over 22,000 tours. Well, not tours, but like... Well, yeah, I guess you call it a tour in the army. Over 22,000 over the course of his life. He also donated to over 800 charities over the course of 70 years. So the dude was pretty charitable. And my favorite fact about Prince Philip is that there is a tribal island of native people who are literally obsessed with him and believe that he's a god. They have shrines to him, and they literally pray to Prince Philip on this tropical island. Fun fact. Look it up. Isn't that pretty crazy?
No, America has something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. But anyway, may he rest in peace.
And, yes.
Yeah, I wish the best whatever comes for the British Empire.
I wish the best for, like, you know, Queen Elizabeth. You know, obviously, she lost somebody she's been married to for, like, about 73 years.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy to think about. Almost a three-quarter century.
Yeah. Imagine? Like, you know, they've been, like, you know, together. Like, you know... I don't think there's anyone in the chat that's actually, like, you know, older than the 73 years. I highly doubt that.
No, the oldest we have is like 50-something. Someone in the room that is 50-something.
Yeah. Well, he also did break a world record, or I think a national record, of the longest-serving, like, royal, well, royal-ish, in the country's history.
Yeah,
so 74 years.
Yeah, he's the longest one in consort.
Right, consort. So, wow.
Just a little correction. I'm not sure, had to be highlighted. Dutch Dog says, no, he was in the Navy. Never served after World War II. That's something we'd have to look really into.
Oh, like, no. I mean, he did serve 22,000 tours, though. But that must have been during World War II. I mean, in, like, all those battles.
Right.
And yes, the Navy, sorry.
Yes, technically, he's the one in charge of the Navy.
Right, I should have said the armed forces. But it's the same thing, really. Well, not really, but whatever. Navy, sorry, not Army. Gotcha. Thanks for that. Don't want to spread misinformation.
Hey, at least we're doing a better enough job than what most passes for news these days. Anyway, just a couple of questions for viewers. Crypt Creature, what do we talk about here? Well, stick around and find out. Lots of fun stuff, lots of crazy stuff, and lots of wild, weird stuff. And just the state of the world in this era.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is that a picture of his suit then?
I don't know. It looks cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. All right. So, shall we begin then with the headliner item? Okay. Got this one. Sony announces first branded theme park, Columbia Pictures' Aquaverse in Thailand. Now, I want to start by saying video games are now, you know, everybody seems to want a piece of the theme park industry in video games. I mean, you've all heard about Nintendo buddying up with Universal Studios to create their own theme park.
Yeah, that's
and
really
which we covered, years ago.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Like, I heard there was going to be, like, a World of Warcraft-themed theme park in China at one point.
Yeah, but apparently that one got scrapped and dingered for, I don't know. There was a reason for it. Copyright, maybe?
Oh, yeah, like, China probably cares about copyrights. Come on.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so Sony's going to be doing this now, or at least they'd like to. Columbia Picker for Aquaverse in Thailand. That's kind of cool.
I'm surprised that they chose not to, build a theme park either in Japan or the United States, where they're currently headquartered.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they had a contract or something, or they just made a better deal. I don't know.
Okay, I mean,
it's going to be a water park.
So, out of curiosity, how long is it looking before they... Oh, it opens in 2022, sorry.
Rise introduced through 2022. But looking at the lineup, though, it's largely based on movies. You've got Men in Black, you've got Ghostbusters, Bad Boys for Life. His area is based on Hotel Transylvania, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And, yeah.
I mean, if they just had one purple roller coaster, like Spyro's Adventure or something, that'd be really cool.
Too bad. You know something? I'm just weeping. This is a sad, missed opportunity, Sony. What are you smoking?
Yeah, dragon coasters. We need them. Or like one of those. You know that ride where you're sitting in like a little track and you have like a laser gun and you're shooting things, kind of like what they do for Men in Black in Universal Studios.
Yeah,
they could have something like that, only Ratchet and Clank based.
I was gonna say that then.
Yeah, right. Like you're in the Aphelion. And you're like flying through the galaxy, trying to shoot like aliens and stuff. That'd be fun. Dr. Nefarious shows up.
Yeah, but it's too bad though. Like, imagine that if we had all the, the Sony classic rides from PlayStation era. I mean, I wish we could get a Spyro ride or something, but unfortunately,
I would totally go to that.
I mean, I wish I would get like a Ratchet and Clank ride or something. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a Jak and Daxter ride, a Sly Cooper ride, and
Crash?
Mascots.
Like a Crash or something. Like a, I don't know how they would do that, but
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
What about like a go kart, like a sort of
yes,
track.
That's the idea.
That's because right. Bad Boys for Life, yeah.
Yeah, there was a Crash-themed racing game, wasn't there?
That's correct.
And they recently made a remake of that.
Yes, they did.
But so they're going to be putting in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's so random. I barely remember that movie.
You know, but the one thing that's currently being big though at the moment is if everybody would love it if Sony theme park had Spider-Man on it. Because, you know, Sony's been so buddy-buddy up with Spider-Man.
I thought Spider-Man was getting owned by Disney at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much drama. It's contested. But, yeah, I mean, Sony exclusive ones, you know, Spider-Man and all that, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense that they're doing it like with movies instead of video games, because Sony Pictures Entertainment and Columbia Pictures, they're kind of coming together, so it's all like their films and movies and stuff. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I wonder what kind of Men in Black are they going to use? Like, the original one? Or the
remake? I mean, I should hope so, because Men in Black has a really, a history that spans through, like, years and years.
Yeah, man. There's this awesome ride at Universal, which is, you know, kind of like what I was saying, the whole Ratchet and Clank thing. What that could possibly be. Like, you're shooting aliens. It's great.
You know, it'd be really funny if they turn around and tried to use the latest Men in Black just to...
I don't even remember a single character's name from that movie. I don't remember any of them.
I figure so. I don't remember it even existing.
No, I remember. I think, is Elijah Wood in it? I think he's in it. Right? I don't know. Oh, no, that was the third one. Crap. I don't even know. Yeah, the international one. Oh, God. I don't know. I know anything about it.
Yeah, but overall, what do you think? Because at the moment, though, that considering the current condition of Sony, they're really pressing on with movies, definitely. But as for video games, yeah. I can understand why they didn't choose to pick, you know, to do it in Japan.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I love the way that Sony's completely betrayed Japan. Yeah, it's kind of sad, really.
Well, I imagine for the Japanese people, they're going to be horribly pissed at the company. From what I understand about history in the past, Nintendo sort of almost screwed themselves over when they decided to go and team up with Philips.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oof. Philips CDI.
So Sony completely forgetting about their local culture is, that's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's like they're pretty much an American company now.
Yeah, so as you can see, Sony is located in Japan. It's just that they've moved their head office all the way to California some years ago.
Yeah, and they're liquidating their... like, you know, Sony Japan, like, you know, studio, whatever it's called.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, I guess so far we've had the theme park is shaping up. Like, let's have a look at, you know, Sony's current game lineup. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't go without mentioning the freaking Last of Us 2.
Oh, no.
Flipping bug snacks.
Horizon Zero Dawn. But then again, that came out PC.
I don't know why they haven't released a Ratchet and Clank remake on PC.
Insomniac. And like, they, you know, but they're so independent. Like, when people got upset at Insomniac for making an Xbox exclusive? Called Sunset Overdrive?
Oh, that game flopped. Because it sucked ass.
I mean, that's good. Yeah. That's one reason.
I had the misfortune of buying it. And I got bored, man. It's like, It's like, it's basically, the way I'll describe it is I can just imagine Ratchet and Clank, but with all the soul sucked out of it. That was Sunset Overdrive.
Oh yeah. Apart from that, we have God of War. That would be an amazing theme park experience.
Maybe they could do like a village sort of experience.
Oh yeah,
like a medieval village sort of thing.
You know, if depends on how you know, we could either make a Greek village in out of the old God of War series, or a Nordic one based on the new series.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, of course, goes without saying, you know, Gran Turismo for the go-kart circuits. No brainer, right?
Yeah.
It'd be basically Gran Turismo for, like, the adults and, like, you know, Crash Bandicoot for the kids.
Yeah, I mean...
And then you got the nostalgia nerds.
Yeah, I just hope... So, do you guys think by, like, 2022, the Corona Gen is going to be going, like, away? Maybe? Because right now, opening up a theme park does not sound like a smart investment.
Yeah.
Well, long term it is, but short term not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it says Thailand's been doing fairly well with the Corona Chan thing. Now I've read this. Thailand's been only having 95 deaths reported, but the whole industry is suffering because. Tourism is a really big driver of their industry, and it does make sense for it.
Oh, that's what... Yeah. The thing is, though, that's what happens when you rely on a single industry. Okay, what was that old saying? Do not put all the eggs into one basket?
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And then don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Oh.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Thailand's a cool country. I mean, I really would like to go there one day.
Me too. Like, I have really close proximity and so forth. But yeah, there's still other great stuff as well, you know. Bloodborne theme, anyone? Dark Souls, you know, a Souls-based theme park in that Sony park. Yeah. I can dig that.
That would make, like, a good, like, you know, haunted house experience.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It would.
Yes.
I remember, wasn't there like a Resident Evil sort of experience in Japan at one point?
Yeah, they actually had like a musical theater based on Resident Evil where they had, you know, zombie fighting and choreography mixed into it.
What? No,
it's like I remember hearing like there was another theme park, like a Resident Evil experience where like they actually had like, you know, actors portray like, you know, zombies and like you had to like escape from them.
Yeah. Gosh, when they really set their mind onto it, the Japanese would come up with crazy things.
Yeah, like, you know, flipping Resident Evil musical theater. We're going to have next flipping Halo on Ice or something.
Oh, God. Imagine this. Let's imagine if Microsoft is Microsoft is really late to the theme park party, considering Nintendo's thinking of one, Sony's thinking of one. Does it leave us? Microsoft, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, though, they actually got quite a few IPs that they could make that they can base rides off.
Yeah.
You know, one obvious one.
Of course, Halo.
Yeah, it's quite funny because originally the mascot for the Xbox was going to be a cat called Blinx.
Yeah. That didn't go so well.
Yes, because the voice actor was annoying.
Yeah, and yeah, there's Halo. Microsoft's got some other things too, definitely. That it's got Forza. It'll have Forza for go karts. It'll have definitely.
So, is this going to be exclusively a water park, though? It's what it's looking like.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious by the name.
I mean, yeah, it really suits Thailand, considering, you know, tropical climate.
Wait, what's the name of it? I missed it.
Aquaverse.
Oh, duh. Okay. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Yep. Never mind. Forgot I asked that. That was stupid. But yeah, some water parks do have rides, though.
Yeah, like the even like the non-wet rides, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Like at SeaWorld, they have a giant roller coaster called the Kraken. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and then I think at this, you know, water park, you got it. You have to have a log flume of something in it.
Oh yeah, yep. Definitely.
But yeah, still, there's still a lot of potential in it though. So I guess we'll see what, you know, we'll see what they come up with. Maybe, you know, maybe we'd love to go there.
Yeah, hopefully. Seems pretty promising.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I guess it's just more for the movie buff than it is for the game buff. So, you know, take it for what you will. Yeah. What's it called? So, shall we move on to the next item?
Sure.
All right. So, this next item will shock you. New set photos give look at CW's live-action Powerpuff Girls series.
That's probably about as accurate as you want to get.
Oh, I mean, yeah, God. They nailed it with the headline image. Okay, so this may or may not be the live action depictions of the characters, but
yeah. The thing is, though, it's like I don't think that style would actually translate well.
No, because like they're bug-eyed, like you can't really do that. They don't have fingers either, so
they're bug-eyed. They're twig fin, and they just have oversized bobbleheads.
Yep. And also, the actresses that are playing them, they're grown women in, like, costume. It looks like someone cosplaying for, like, going to a convention. Like, that's what the actresses look like.
Yeah. And look at this. If you look at this one picture here, this is the, this is what they look like, just as like teenagers or young adults, these Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
You think that's that really is.
I get to show like what they actually look like in live action.
Yeah,
they look horrible.
Second, yes, we're gonna get to that. But we're gonna get to that.
Do you guys remember that fourth Powerpuff Girl bunny? You know, the one that exploded at the end.
No.
No, you don't remember that episode of Powerpuff Girls when they tried, the original show, like, they tried to make their own sister, but they messed up the ingredients. Like, they put in, you know, sweetener instead of sugar, all kinds of weird crap. And it ended up making, like, a demented-looking Powerpuff Girl that was, like, disabled, like, really, really bad. She eventually died at the end. So this picture here, woman in the background kind of reminds me exactly of what Bunny would look like if they were to remake her.
to me they just look like generic 60s housewives.
Yeah.
With like the dress and like, you know, the waistband.
So are they gonna actually animate them flying? That's gonna look weird.
It's either that or they just look like low effort cosplay.
I'll be honest. If this is the way they're going, they probably should have turned around and just had them as actual adults trying to deal with adulthood instead of, well, whatever the hell this shit is. I mean, this reminds me of Sonic when it was first released.
But why is there a character in the background that looks like a character from Overwatch?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She could be the fourth Powerpuff Girl, Bunny. You know, the one that came out wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, ye gads.
Oh,
and the set thing. It's and the set that they're doing this filming on. Yeah. Look at the comments though. The Powerpuff Girls series looks low budget.
You're right, I kinda it does.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, currently they're going through actual filming, so this is how it looks when they're doing the initial take without all the editing. I'm assuming the lighting and everything's going to be different. And they're going to take out the strings that they were using to like lift the actresses up.
They look like backing singers for like, you know, a band from the 60s.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you mean like Josie and the Pussycats?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's either that or they look like, you know, the backing singers for like the B-52s or something.
You know, simple dress and all that.
Yeah. You know, is fucking Rock Lobster.
Is there like a description of what the show is going to be like? Because I remember we talked about this a long time ago. I don't actually remember what the show is about.
No, oops. At the moment, no, I don't have a description for what the show's going to look like.
Because like the original show, it wasn't meant to be live action. Like it was animated for, you know, a reason.
It was too stylized to be live action.
Yeah, so adopting that is going to be really different.
It'll work as well as, like, for example, adapting Team Fortress 2 to be a live action series. Like, that wouldn't work because the game relies on the fact that it's stylized.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see what happens. Just, why can't people come up with original ideas anymore? Like, really, a live action everything? Like, that's been this last decade.
Yeah, it's called, like, you know, running out of creativity.
Yeah, we ran out of ideas.
God, what are we going to have next? Flipping live action My Little Put... No!
Don't give them ideas.
You went there. Well, now you have to do the fallout of coming up with it.
Well, they tried to do the Equestria Girls, like where they became human-ish, so they could do that live action, but that would just be dumb. Just make it a different show at that point. Like, don't even.
Oh, actually, you know what? There's something that you must
bring up, John. The category I would put, like, the Powerpuff Girls live action in is probably, like, you know, why does this exist?
Yeah. Wait until you see. Wait until you see what they got, you know. Yes, sir. Nicholas Podany has been cast as the arch nemesis Mojo Jojo.
Who?
Okay.
So, who's this dude?
I don't know. What I do know is how are they even going to make this work out when you one look at Mojo Jojo and how the fuck?
Oh, duh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Duh.
Are they going to dress
him
like a monkey?
Is he going to look like, you know, like a Furby Green Goblin in a turban?
I have a real fear about what they're going to do with this because Mojo Jojo has a certain, how to put it, act to his character. And
yes, he repeats things for emphasis.
Drones on endlessly. I don't even want to see how they fuck this one up. Sorry. I can't think of any other way of putting it.
No, they will not fuck it up. I am Mojo Jojo. Fucking up things and not about you. I do not fuck things up, okay? You hear me? Nothing is fucked up. Never. Jojo.
God, I'm so surprised it didn't get cancelled for being racist.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't stop that. No, but under all seriousness, though, do you think a black actor would have been better for Mojo Jojo?
I guess it depends on like how they enunciate themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like if they can get his voice right, because he's a very specific voice. I mean, I don't really care who they cast for it, as long as they can do it.
No, yeah, but under all seriousness, with Mojo Jojo, honestly, just the way he acts and talks, it would have been better if they had someone who was African-American.
Really? Because he always struck me as, like, Japanese, like an angry Japanese man.
Really?
Yeah. I think the guy that voiced him is Japanese.
It'd be like with Miss Cerebellum if they, like, cast some, like, really fat person to play her.
Oh, it'd just be... no. Body positive Miss Bellum? Don't even do that.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, you know, yeah, the thing is, though, if they do, like, you know, cast African American as Mojo Jojo, you can just imagine the screeching on Twitter. Because they would focus on the fact, like, you know, what Mojo Jojo is.
A monkey.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? I mean, who's the guy that played Rafiki in the live-action Broadway play of, Lion King? Pretty damn sure he was black. So what? He's an actor. They act. That's it.
I would say that, like, you know, probably like an Asian actor would be probably best portrayed like an Mojo Jojo.
The only thing I'd have to say is that make sure that they're a good actor.
Yeah.
They have to get those lines right.
Yeah, well, you know how, like, Kung Fu masters are? Like, they have, like, that kind of umph to them. I feel like, maybe like a Kung Fu master or someone who's Japanese, I think would probably do a good job of voicing him. But, you know, it depends. I mean, you can make up whatever accent, depending on if you're a good actor or not. But are they going to have him dress up in costume, I wonder, like in a furry suit? Like, that's going to be fucking weird.
Either that, or they're just going to, you know, CG Mojo Jojo, so at least they can look somewhat convincing.
If that's the case, why don't they just CG the girls then?
Yeah, exactly.
That would have actually been a good idea.
Yeah, right? Whatever, make it a CG movie. You could do, like, unless, you know, Pixar has come a long way. Yeah.
Of course, it turns out something like Tom and Jerry.
Well, the reason Tom and Jerry didn't work is because it's just slapstick humor, and it's just Tom and Jerry, like, you know, in the old cartoons. So it worked briefly for, like, a, you know, 5-minute short, but to make an entire, like, you know, 2-hour movie just on them chasing around each other and getting bonked, I mean, it gets old pretty quick.
Hmm.
I mean, I love Tom and Jerry, but, you know, in small doses. I'm not sitting in a movie theater for 2 hours just to watch a cat chase a mouse. That's not happening.
You know, another, like, you know, sort of actor they could go with, like, you know, Mojo Jojo. They could go with, like, an Eastern European. That could work.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they could really go with anyone as long as, you know,
they could do the voice.
Yeah.
Yes. As long as they can do the voice, that's pretty much fine.
Doesn't he have, like, a really deep voice, Mojo Jojo? Because that's always how I pictured him.
Yeah, he has a really deep voice. Really deep. Like, he sounds like an angry Japanese kung fu master. Always like, oh, you guys, I'm here. Hello. Yeah, he's like, he's all about that.
I'm surprised they haven't, like, you know, decided to make a live-action Samurai Jack movie.
Dude, you know what I wonder? What about the character him? Think he's going to be in the live-action?
No, I don't think they're going to have him. They're going to have him in the live-action.
Oh, man. Yeah, that dude's freaky.
Mainly because there's a community on Twitter that's very vocal that would be extremely offended by that character.
Who?
Isn't it obvious?
I mean, he's just a... whatever. People hate everything. I don't know. He's actually one of my favorite villains.
Yeah, he's quite, like, an interesting character. Like, you know, I remember, wasn't he the one that, like, you know, had the, like, you know, lobster claws and the weird voice?
Yep.
Yes!
Oh, that one, yeah.
Girls! He had, like, some floofy outfit and, like, high heels, and, you know, the dude was crazy, and he had, like, a devil face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overall, though, I just shudder at the thought of, you know, translating Mojo Jojo into the pseudo live action thing, because you have, you know, frigging, like, he wears, like, those, you know, villainous face, you know, a space ranger suit, if for lack of a better descriptor.
Yeah, with a cape and a brain helmet and all that crap.
Yeah, and so, boots and...
Yep.
I am starting to wonder whether or not they're just going to have him as a human in this.
No, you can't do that. His origin story,
They already have live-action Powerpuff Girls filming right now. Literally anything's possible. Apparently, the Doctor's supposed to be, let's just say not very good. He's going to kind of remind me of what they did with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Splinter, which really drove a nail into a nerve.
Which iteration?
The last one they did where they had him as a dirty old man.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
So they basically, they had like a multiple, like an anthropomorphic animal characters, but Splinter isn't anthropomorphic?
Oh, he was. But they turned him into a dirty old man.
Ah, I see. With his personality there.
Yeah. They completely wiped his personality out and...
Yikes.
Looks like they did the same with the Doctor in this, so... It's going to be a train wreck.
It's going to be cringe.
I hope not. I really hope not. I used to love Powerpuff Girls, man. Like, that was a really different type of show. Very stylistic, and it's cool.
Yeah, something I remember from it.
Yeah, it's so catchy. And, like, the music changed whenever, like, each character would get on the screen. You know, like, for Bubbles, it'd be like... And then for Buttercup, it's like... You know, riffing on the guitar. That's cool, man.
Can you imagine what would have happened if they went back to the original style of animation and also storyline and acting?
Unfortunately, I cannot imagine that would be done now. There is definitely a lot of jokes back in the day that they got away with then that they just can't now. I mean, come on. There was a...
I don't think they make humor like this these days.
There was an episode of Powerpuff Girls where there was a woman, I forgot her name, but she was like a female criminal. She had like that, the female symbol on her, and she demanded that the banks pay her in Susan B. Anthony coins because she's like a pro-feminist, whatever. And she was convincing the Powerpuff Girls to let her go because, you know, only the, well, what, so women aren't good enough to commit crime too? So like it was some weird like backwards feminist thing. They eventually ended up throwing her in jail too. But it was wild.
And now people are acting like that.
Yeah, exactly. They had other villains like this seductive woman. I think her name was something very edgy. Mm. And she was like trying to get with the professor.
There's another villain that that chat's been talking about, H.I.M.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
I mean, let's see, because chat's been saying, what if James Charles played him in the live-action version of Powerpuff Girls? Being great, says.
Oh. What if he did? I don't know.
What if?
Isn't James Charles the guy going through some stuff now?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking of someone else? I thought he was in trouble for something.
I have to really take the piss out of this, but why don't they ever like cast Middle Eastern actors for movies and shows like this?
They don't do them well enough.
Maybe there's just not enough.
Yeah, or they just don't do them well enough, whatever the case. Or better yet, like Boombox, he's an odd one, says, him wearing Santa shoes. Santa shoes or the Satan shoes by Nike?
Oh,
a single drop of blood. I don't know.
Yeah, remember all the news there? What was surrounding the Satan shoes by Nike? Oh, goodness.
I don't think there's any blood in those, for real. It's just some marketing gimmick. But it worked, so I hope there's not blood in them. I really hope not.
Well, my assumption is the blood's going to be sealed between the layers of the actual foot of the sole and whatever, so it's not... It shouldn't get out unless, of course, you wear the shoes down to the point where it does.
Well, considering they're made in Chinese sweatshops, I mean, I'm guessing there's probably going to be already blood in there.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, tears, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I shudder to think. But, you know what? I can see that happening, so... Yeah.
All right. I just hope they get Mojo Jojo right, because he's great.
But yeah.
Sonic.
we'll see.
They fixed him up a little bit, though.
I don't think they can fix up the, you know, the budgeting for this movie. The dresses and such. he gets.
Hey.
All right, oh, you dropped out.
Well, their costumes are pretty simple in general. You know, they're just the same outfit, just different colors and a belt.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's not really too much that they could do with it.
Okay, so I guess that wraps up the segment for the Powerpuff Girls live-action movie. All right, we've got one more here. Here's another weird one, though. In this weird world of communication, I want to say, you know, you need a good platform. Unfortunately, this new proposed one by Intel isn't gonna deliver the goods. Intel creates, quote unquote, anti-toxicity voice chat software to censor your voice in real time.
Bleep, well, that's terrifying.
Why would someone want this shit?
All right, so
wouldn't have survived in the Modern Warfare 2 lobby.
Oh, hold on. Scroll up a little bit. So it says Bleep Software. Can reportedly detect and censor misogyny, aggression, ableism, and body shaming, white nationalism, LGBTQ plus hate, the N-word, and much more. That's fucking terrifying. I'm sorry, but that's bleeping terrifying.
I'm sorry, but there's probably like a dozen different TV shows you could apply this to, which don't cover any of that, but we'd get bleeping like every five or six words.
Imagine if you tried doing a movie night over this stream software because nobody, you know, was watching and, everybody needed a feeder of some sort.
You know what I think is going to happen if this goes into effect? People are going to start making up new words. Like, instead of, like, the N-word, they'll call you, like, a dingle booper. Or something.
Can you imagine what's going to happen with cooking shows?
I don't know. Oh, good. Oh, no.
Like, imagine that. Like, you know, Ramsay won't be Ramsay, and, you know. I know people who are trying to be creative and bypassing stuff, but.
Wait, so what does it mean by able? How do you censor ableism? What does that even mean?
Like, you just have one long beat while someone's talking.
It probably means, right? Like, you know, the word probably retard or something.
I guess, or amputee, or maybe blind, or deaf. I mean, like, how do you go about censoring something like that? Like, what if you're talking about it, but you don't use any keywords?
You erase the entire video file.
Oh my god. Well, let's see how they get into this.
Okay, so they started this as a voice censorship program called Bleep. Will be released as a beta this year. And then during the GDC showcase, Intel VP Roger Chandler pontificated about, quote unquote, gaming's dark sides. Any part of the agitated group ADL, which claims 22% of players are forced to leave a game due to harassment.
So basically, probably based off.
I don't believe that. 22 people left a game.
22%.
Bullshit. I don't believe that at all. Everyone's angry on games. Like, you don't believe because of that. Come on. 22%? Really? That's such a lie.
I mean, it depends on what community you're in. Like, I don't know. Like, some scenes are a bit more, you know, whatever, aggressive than others, but still.
That's more than one out of every five people, though. I mean, that seems a bit high. If they said 10, maybe I could buy that. But I don't know. I think they're...
So, with that number, though, I'm curious, how many people did they actually interview to get that?
I don't know. Probably just a bunch of, like, TikTok teenagers. You're like, they were being ableist towards me, so I had to leave and go back to my safe space, so censor them, please.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Fake and gay.
Yeah, the problem is, though, I don't understand, like, you know, what metric they're using to classify as quote-unquote harassment.
You know what? I think it's also context blind. Let's demonstrate this with a live comment from Ice Kitsune. How am I ever going to see a pair of great tits on the Discovery Channel?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just going to be like a major beep. These are some nice beeps.
Okay, so they also mentioned they're going to be centering, you know, white supremacy, because that's, you know, the
white nationalism content.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Hmm. White nationalism. But what about, like, other people that are racist to other people, like Spanish people who are mean to Asians or something? Is that going to get censored too? Are fat jokes no longer a thing? Obviously, no, they're offensive and dangerous.
You know something? Now, and there's some remarks too. Let's have a look. I wonder where they got the voice samples to train the AI.
Oh, that's a good question. That's creepy.
Or,
so, what happens when they censor people who are saying words that they can say?
Well, they're going to change the goalposts and change the rules as they go along, you know, like they always do.
I'm pretty sure the computer's going to crash at every stand.
Yeah, definitely. This is just a bad idea.
Here's the next one, too. I'm now imagining some poor junior dev at Intel being forced to scream obscenities and racial slurs into a microphone at Intel HQ. Lol. Oh, don't worry, guys. This is sounds so believable. Like, I have this, you know. Let's read this list so the AI knows what's happening. Like, yeah, imagine that. Like, how, you know, imagine trying to train an AI, that sort of thing. Like, remember the last big project, you know, Microsoft released Tay AI to self-learn? Yeah, look at what the people very did to it.
Yeah, very interesting comment from that person, Orc Lives Matter. He was saying, well, I don't see this, you know, becoming a problem. Yeah, it's going to become a problem. You know, these tech companies, like, they control everything, man. They have way too much power.
This kind of reminds me of some software I saw a long time ago. It's basically Photoshop, but for voices.
Oh, like a deepfake?
Yeah, except this was years and years ago. Now, there are seven words I think we can all agree you should be able to get away with saying. But we're once upon a time banned. Yes. The seven words you can't say on radio.
Oh, there's 13 if you're a sailor.
Let's not get started on Captain Pugwash, please.
Another great classic SpongeBob joke that the kids wouldn't even understand. Oh my god, instead of bleeps, what if they put a dolphin noise in? That'd be kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
Well, what about the whole video pauses and just says and gives some sort of like 4-hour speech every single time?
Oh god.
Yeah, that'd be quite funny if they like if people start to communicate in via Morse code.
Like, oh, better yet, yeah.
Or like, you know, or using the phonetic alphabet.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, it's confusing, but yeah.
What if they just went back to the days of doing writing stuff with binary and stuff?
Oh, come on. We don't have to go back to punch cards or tape. We can just stick with 5 1/4-inch floppy drives.
Well, I do like floppy disks. So yeah, guys, this is looking like a... Obviously, it's not going to stop here. And this is not the only company that's going to do something very similar to this. I imagine, like, even... any kind of voice chat program could probably do this.
Implement some kind of
software. There is some software that will allow you to change the words that you say in a video. it does require a bit of extra work, and it's pretty interesting and accurate if you can spend some time with it.
Well, YouTube already started doing this many years ago. Like whenever they flag videos for, you know, bad content, basically what they do is every time you speak, it'll translate your words directly on screen, right? So it creates a transcript. And then it flags any words or, you know, anything that could be copyrighted or stuff like that. So they have an entire transcript of what the whole video says. That's why people on YouTube, like, they can't say certain things because the algorithm will find it. So that's... But that's not in real time, though, which is a little bit more advanced what Intel is doing now.
Ah, but it's Intel. I don't think they've ever recovered from, like, 2017.
No, and what's their purpose with this? They're trying to create their own social media platform?
No, they're trying to create, like, a, you know, hate, you know, their own game chat for gamers.
I mean, yeah, so that basically, yeah, like their own platform, pretty much.
Yeah.
My argument with this is if they want to stop gamers from, you know, talking that way, just turn your audio off.
Right? Like, you don't have to... Exactly.
Yeah, the games give you the ability to mute, like, you know, in-game voice. So, like, you know, if you don't want to deal with that, just mute them.
And
just don't play the game.
Yeah, right? It's also like a form of stress relief, too. You know, when you curse and whatnot, and you say crazy things, you start yelling at the... You know, it actually is stress relieving. So, I don't know. I don't think censorship like that is a good thing for anyone. It's not going to do what they intend it to do. I'll say that.
Besides, you know, we really have better things than Intel.
AMD.
Yes. I'm on team Red.
Nice.
Yeah, Team Red never looked back. But yeah. Well, I guess, look at that. I guess we can, you know, well, let's wrap this show up a bit earlier than usual, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, not too much stuff happens. Oh, well, yeah,
I mean,
good.
Yeah, we've got our sudden events, we've got our crazies as usual, but hey.
Yeah, I just wondered, should we wrap it up by looking at the comment section?
Oh yeah, sure. Anything fun?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've got some stuff about the, you know, about other movies as well. Back to the Powerpuff Girls section. Boombox says, "Wonder if there was like a live Johnny Bravo movie."
Oh, that would be good.
That'd basically be Chad, the movie.
Dude, no, that would be good because, like, that show is more stylized. To like look human, so that would be cool.
Oh yeah,
but maybe they should, like, you know, get, like, you know, the bodybuilder from the Giga Chat meme to be Johnny Bravo.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, like what people don't realize about that meme is that that's an actual person with Johnny... those proportions.
Johnny Bravo would get cancelled before he could turn around and release
yeah,
a movie.
True. Okay, true.
That is
actually true.
That is true. You get me too'd.
The patriarchy is everywhere.
The thing is, though, I think they did have an episode joking about that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm sure they have. But the whole joke is Johnny always gets rejected, you know, no matter what he does, except by animals, which is interesting. we've already talked about that before, but whatever. One episode he dates a werewolf, another he dates a deer, and they actually like him, which is the only girls that actually did like him weren't even human, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah, a lot of amphos seem to like him.
Oh yeah.
Gosh, it's like Johnny Bravo must have been, you know, secretly a furry or something.
I never know.
I'd question more the actors than the writers.
Fair point. All right. So, Anything else? I guess we just wrap this up then. What do you think? This been an interesting week, hasn't it? Though, like, I know I'm suffering and all that, but just for the sake of this week, my own stuff. But yeah,
Jolt, I think you need a bath bomb.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. I haven't had a bath bomb since I was like a friggin' kid. In fact, I don't even, you know, I exclusively use my bathtub to wash my fursuit.
Ooh.
Nice.
Well, I suppose that's one use for it.
I actually don't wash my fursuit in the tub. Like the fursuit tubs. So I'll empty that out and fill that with soapy water and kind of just soak it in there for a bit. And that works just as well.
I just use that spray disinfectant.
Yeah, that works, but it's not a substitute for washing your fursuit. Like, or its elements. I mean, yes, I get it. You have electronics in the suit.
Yeah, gotta be careful about that. All right, so I guess Orion, you wanna go?
Yeah, just wrap up.
Yeah, nice to join you in this latest episode of the podcast. Hope everything's well for everybody listening.
Yeah.
Catch you next time.
All right, Noble.
Let's see what happens next week, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Always something around the bend waiting for us. And Avira.
Well, that was fun. Really wasn't expecting whole Powerpuff Girl thing to be dropping this, you know, the other day. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully they don't mess it up too bad.
And I don't have high hopes in the, you know, in the current crop of movies. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, live actions, man. Come on. Just stop it. Get some help. Anyways, yeah. That's all for now. I guess I'll see you guys next week. All
right. To our viewers, thanks. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you had much fun listening as we did with the making of it. And as ever, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms further down the line. This is us signing out for the week. Farewell, and until next time.